With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With the latest legal development involving Donald Trump, here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a significant victory for the former president, a New York appeals court agreed to hold off collecting a $454 million bond in the civil fraud trial if he puts up $175 million within 10 days. If he does, it will stop the clock on collection and prevent New York from seizing his assets. Meanwhile, the judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case has ruled that trial will begin April 15th. That start date represents a three-week delay to give Trump lawyers more time to review more documents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
United Nations Security Council demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. The United States abstained on that resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages taken during Hamas' October 7th attack in southern Israel. Also at srnnews.com, changes in the air at Boeing. Here's Rich Thomason.
The troubled aircraft manufacturer CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down from the top job at the company at year's end. Boeing has been facing increasing pressure from major airlines wanting to know how the company plans to fix aircraft manufacturing problems that have made headlines worldwide in recent months. In another personnel change, Board Chair Larry Kellner has told the company's board of directors that he will not be standing for re-election. Rich Thomason reporting.
Rough weather continues around the nation. Heavy rain, large hail in Southern California, a foot of snow in Northern California, a major winter storm over central regions of the country. Police in the Northeast have reported hundreds of traffic accidents as drivers grappled with icy roads. This is SRN News. As Holy Week begins, SRN News spoke with Jeremiah Johnson, pastor of apologetics and cultural engagement at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. His newest book, Body of Proof, gives the latest findings as well as seven evidences to prove Jesus really arose from the grave.
Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no gospel. And an absolutely devastating passage in 1 Corinthians 15:17, the Apostle Paul said that if Jesus Christ has not been risen from the dead, we're still in our sins. And in fact, two verses later, he said people should feel sorry for Christians if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, because we're just going around, we should live for tomorrow. But Paul then says, but no, he has been raised from the dead. Paul could say that because he had seen Jesus Christ physically alive after death, and it utterly transformed his life.
That's Dr. Jeremiah Johnson, whose newest book, Body of Proof, is available online. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A backtracking from its no antibiotics ever pledge.
The pledge was intended to help prevent human antibiotic resistance linked to the rampant use of the drugs in livestock production. Instead, the company says it'll embrace a standard known as, quote, no antibiotics important to human medicine. The new pledge entails avoidance of such medicines commonly used to treat people and limits the use of animal antibiotics to cases of animal illness.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, livestock producers have long used antibiotics to boost rapid weight gain in livestock, like chickens, hogs, and cattle, although many nations, now including the United States, have begun to restrict that practice. Wall Street numbers at this hour. The Dow is off 144 points. S&P 500 is down 8. More details at srnnews.com.